Okay, so we're going to have Steve coming up from Liberty. Liberty is a campaigning organisation that works in this country to try to protect people's human rights, try to protect people's rights against the government, against the police, ensure, as I say, that people's liberty is protected from intrusions into privacy, from unfair detention, anything like that. Okay, Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastically, Steve, thanks. You're live on air to Sheffield at the moment. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what Liberty do?
Liberty is a human rights and civil liberties organisation, so we work across a whole range of issues. But mainly what we're here to do is to protect people's rights and liberties, and that means, in most cases, situations where the state is exercising overweening power, where they're acting outside of what we might consider to be reasonable behaviour.
Okay, Steve, you might know at the moment here in Sheffield we've got the G8 Justice and Internal Affairs Ministers coming and discussing some issues which I imagine are of some interest to you. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what they might be talking about and what you at Liberty think about that?
Well, I don't actually have anything to say about what the G8 Justice Ministers would have to say, and nor do I have to say anything really about what they'll say in or what the G8 will say itself whenever they meet in Scotland later on this year, or in a few weeks' time, in fact, because Liberty operates exclusively within the UK. But where we are very interested, where we do take an interest, is in protest itself. What's very important for us as an organisation is making sure that people are able to protest, that protest is protected, and that this government and other governments to come consider protest to be as valuable a part of any kind of democratic society as ticking a box once every 4 or 5 years and voting for a candidate who you don't really like.
Okay, so we had yesterday a protest. The police allowed 100 people to get near to the conference dinner of the of the G8 Justice and Internal Affairs Ministers. Do you think that that sort of restriction on the number of people allowed to protest is an infringement on civil liberties?
I think what I'd say about protest is that there's kind of two different approaches that you often see. One is from a lot of authorities, which will say, well, if people have the opportunity to shout a little bit, we have some placards, then that's our job done in a way. The protest is kind of, you know, protesters are allowed to do a little bit of that, and that's kind of okay and sorted. And then there's another view, which is our view, which is the protest, because it's a very important part of our society, has to be enabled, or let me put it another way, has to take place in a place and time to make it effective. So, for example, you saw, I'm not sure if you saw last year, whenever George Bush came to visit, there was a lot of talk about allowing large-scale protests, but outside of London. And this isn't on. It's not good enough to allow people to protest far away from where the people who their protest is aimed at are. You have to allow protesters to be able to convey what they want to say. Protest, to be real protest is what I'm saying, has to actually have an impact on the people who your protesters are targeting. So again, I mean, if you're going to talk about the G8, the big meeting in a few weeks' time up in Scotland, we would be very keen there, or we would be, it's very important for us that the protesters are actually seen by the G8 ministers when they arrive, that protest isn't able to take place close enough to when the decisions are being made, so the people can actually have the people who are making the decisions, the G8 ministers, are actually able to really feel and hear public opinion. That's really important. That's what protest is all about. It's not about the actual display itself. It's about but it's also about its impact on broader society.
So would you say that at the moment in this country we haven't really got the balance between the right and the importance of protest and the need to have security for visiting dignitaries, ministers, whoever, that balance isn't right at the moment?
I think, on the one hand, there's kind of a long history of protest. I mean, Liberty was set up in the 1930s when the hunger marches came down from the north of England to protest in Trafalgar Square. We've been interested in this since our inception. And I think, there are many times when protest has had a real impact in this country. And there are many times, you only have to think of the Stop the War, when it hasn't had a real impact. You have 2 million people marching through the centre of London and still, and it doesn't really seem to have the kind of impact that those people want. Let me give you another example of something that we're really concerned about, where I would say that the government is going too far and where we don't have the balance right, is just recently the Home Secretary has declared a kind of a half-mile exclusion zone on noisy protests around Westminster, and that's a half-a-mile exclusion zone that radiates out from Parliament Square. Now, if you remember what I was saying about how for protests to be real protest, it has to be close to where the power is, close to where the people who are making those decisions actually are. The idea that you can ban noisy protests outside of the Houses of Parliament, outside of the House of Commons and the House of Lords, where our elected representatives are, is frankly ridiculous. And that's where we've absolutely, you know, where this government's absolutely got the balance wrong in a way. And our suspicion as to why the Home Secretary has declared this exclusion zone outside, you know, for a half and a half mile radius outside of Parliament, Parliament Square, is because of the anti-war protester Brian Hall, who's been there for I think nearly 4 years, and a lot of MPs think his protest is an eyesore. A lot of MPs are annoyed that he's too noisy, and we suspect that. In part, the reason that this new law has been brought in is to deal with one protester and one long-standing protest. And protest is noisy. Protest is, you know, not necessarily easy on the eye. Protest is awkward. Protest is, protest is, because it is people expressing their opinions, is sometimes something that MPs don't want to hear. But that's tough because it's protest.
Okay, thanks very much, Steve. That's something that's, of course, very relevant to us in Sheffield at the moment. And thanks for joining us from Liberty.
No problem.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.